the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Quater Novissima by Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. That is to say, the last things or realities that are those that the soul must face. In theology, all this is called eschatology. Let's see what Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich said about this. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich tells us about hell, what she knew from experience and not only from hearsay. According to the Catechism of the Church, it says, "We cannot be united with God unless we freely choose to love Him. But we cannot love God if we sin gravely against Him, against our neighbor, or against ourselves. He who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Our Lord warns us that we shall be separated from Him if we fail to meet the serious needs of the poor and the little ones who are His brethren. To die in mortal sin without repenting and accepting God's merciful love means remaining separated from Him forever by our own free choice. This state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God and the blessed is called hell." Catechism 1033. One day, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich was taken by her angel to see hell. Finding myself once very disturbed and dejected at the sight of the miseries that surrounded me, and of so many sorrows and violence as I felt, asking God to deign to grant me even a quiet day, since I lived as in hell, my guide rebuked me very severely. "So you don't compare your state with hell," he told me. "I'm going to show you hell." We arrived in a horrible country. When I arrived at the place of horror, it seemed to me that I was entering an unknown world. When I remember what I saw, I shake from head to toe. At first, I saw it all globally. There was a dark chasm. Everything was fire, torments, night. The limits of the horizon were always night. As I got closer, I saw a country of infinite torments. Another day, when the angel opened the door of hell, I found myself in the midst of a confusion of voices of terror, curses, insults, howls, and lamentations. Some angels threw down entire armies of evil spirits. All were forced to recognize Jesus and adore Him, and this was their greatest torment. Large multitudes of them were chained in a circle around others who were also still. In their midst was a dark abyss. Lucifer was thrown in it with chains, and all around the abyss was darkness. When I went to pray in the cemetery at night, I felt in some graves a deeper darkness than of the night itself. This seemed to me blacker than entirely black, as happens when a hole is made in a black cloth, that the hole appears even blacker than the cloth. Sometimes I saw coming out of them like a black mist that made me shudder. It also happened to me that when the desire to help prompted me to enter this darkness, I felt repelled backwards. In these cases, the living idea of the most holy justice of God was for me like an angel who freed me from what is frightening in such graves. Hell is the rejection of God and His love. It is never being able to say Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.